Part 3. India. Chapter 6. June. When we got off the plane at Delhi Airport, the first thing that hit me was how hot it was. I was wearing a pair of jeans, trainers, a t-shirt and sweater, and I immediately wanted to take everything off. Harry and Ranjit had gone to get our suitcases, so I waited near the doors with Jas and Harry's wife, Baljeet. My mum and dad were talking to a couple who they had met on the plane. I was looking forward to being in India and seeing how different it was from England. But I wished I was with Adi or Lisa or my other friends and not my family. Outside the airport, we walked towards the bus station. I could see people everywhere. Some of them were travellers, but mostly they were skinny beggars who were begging for money. There were men, women, old people, and young kids who wore little more than rags. I felt sorry for them and guilty for being so much richer than they were. We caught an old bus to somewhere called Kashmiri Gate. My father said that there we could get another bus to the city that was nearest to my father's village. The bus wasn't comfortable at all. It had no glass in the windows, and the seats were just wood. The road was crazy. There were animals everywhere. People kept walking across the road in front of the bus, and huge trucks passed right next to the open window. It was awful. At Kashmiri Gate, things got even worse because we could not find the bus that we needed. "Why can't we just find the ticket office?" I asked Ranjit. He laughed at me. "Are you stupid? They don't have ticket offices here. You just pay the driver in it." I looked at him, not knowing what to say. I was shocked. There were so many buses and hundreds of people and beggars around. It was mad. Ranjit pointed to my dad, who was talking to a driver, and then gave him some money. Ranjit told me to follow him, and we walked to where my dad was standing. My dad had paid the driver to take us privately to the Punjab. His bus was just as old and uncomfortable as the last one. I thought that we must be closer to the Punjab now. I turned round and asked Ranjit, who was sitting behind me, how long the journey would be.
"Not long,"
he smiled.
"It'll be about 6 or 7 hours, or maybe 8.
He laughed when he saw my face change.
8 hours? I couldn't believe it.
I turned to look out of the window at the roads, which were still just as busy and crazy as before, knowing that I would not sleep on this uncomfortable bus. We finally arrived at a city called Jalandhar at 1 in the afternoon the next day. I was hot, tired, smelly, and thirsty. My dad went to find a taxi, and half an hour later, we began the final part of our journey to the village where my father had grown up, Udhampur. On the way to Udhampur, we drove through really flat land. The first houses that I saw were square and box-shaped. I also saw water buffalo standing in water. The taxi moved slowly through the village because the roads were so narrow. We passed more houses, small shops, and a huge Sikh temple. My father's home had 2 floors with a yard at the front. I could see that the house had been beautiful once, but it had not been painted for a long time. The first thing that I noticed were the water buffalo tied against the wall in the yard. There were 3 adults and 2 babies. As we walked across the front yard to the house, a man came out to meet us.
wearing the traditional clothes of Punjabi men. I couldn't stop staring at him because he looked just like my dad.
Manjeet, say hello to your uncle Piara, said my dad.
I looked at my uncle and smiled. He smiled back and hugged me.
At last, we meet, he said. Come in, Manjeet.
We spent the rest of the afternoon relaxing in the house, resting after our long journey on Manji, which are like traditional beds. It was not much cooler inside, and I was sweating a lot. I was really needing a cold drink when the first of my cousins, a skinny boy called Inderjeet, appeared with cold bottles of cola. In the evening, the whole family sat together. The older men drank alcohol, and the women cooked outside. Uncle Piara gave me a bottle of beer. I looked at my dad, who nodded at me and said,
"Drink it, drink it. You're a man now, Manjeet, not a boy. There's no problem."
I sat on the manji, drinking my beer. While everyone talked, I was thinking about what Addy was doing. Then I started thinking about Lisa. I was with all my family, but I felt alone and depressed.